Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Catherine. How can I help?
Hi, my name is Jeremy Peltier with Prestige Landscaping, and I have got a call about my account.
Yes. Hi, Jeremy. Thank you so much for returning our call. Jeremy, mm-hmm. This is actually us wanting to check if you needed help because we noticed that you went into your dashboard and requested more information about Google Ads. Do you need, do you have questions about it? Or maybe it was just accidentally?
No, I was going to start running Google Ads. It's just, that's how it works. You click on it, and then it says someone's going to notify you or someone's going to call you. So
all
it
right,
wasn't really a choice of mine. But I do want to – I did want to talk to somebody about my account because I'm just last night I stayed up pretty late and I was really looking into the dashboard and everything. And I haven't done my part in looking into it as much as I should to see how it works.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's been doing Facebook stuff. She runs our Facebook page and does a good job. But I know that we were paying for a Facebook ads also, and I didn't understand that I could have taken that off and saved $100, so that's what I ended up doing.
Mm-hmm.
But when I looked into just all the ads that are being put in there, it was just almost like if you were to look at the pictures that I deleted, it's almost like somebody's trying to make my business look bad. And I know that's not what you guys are trying to do, but I'd send a before and after picture of a totally gnarly looking overgrown yard, and then I would get the after, and I would send the after picture with it, and instead of that being posted, I would get something posted saying, do you want a beautiful yard? And it would be the before picture, and that's what was being posted on my Facebook. A lot of before pictures with no after pictures. And then just any picture that I had uploaded, it wasn't being put on there like I wanted with the before and after. So I asked for that to stop happening, but it kept happening. And my wife's like, why is Local Splash still posting this stuff? You've asked them to stop, and it continues to happen. So that's why I got in there last night. I'm like, wow. And I really looked at how many of these ads that were made. And, there's a few that are good, but over half of them are just ridiculously bad. And I understand you guys need pictures. At the same time, I'd rather have the same picture of a nice yard posted over and over and over than a picture of somebody's overgrown weeds or a picture of, like, a dirt yard before I did the job instead of the rock job that I did after it. You know, it's like – so I was just pretty frustrated with that. So I looked into it. And I'm like, you know what? That's why we decided to start, doing it ourselves. So last night I had created – so when you click on post on the dashboard, is that posting on your Google page? Is that what that is?
You got it correct, yeah.
Okay, cool. And so that's not an ad, that's just updating your page,
Google,
right?
Business
your Google account?
Yeah. Yes, it's not
so that's
an
just,
ad.
That's just updating it. Okay, cool.
Yes.
So if I wanted to start running ads, paid ads, because for some reason we're having something to do with my wife's account with Facebook, but when she goes to enter, she makes a Facebook ad, and then she goes to make the payment, and it will not take our card. I don't understand why. So I found out how easy it was to create the Facebook ads on your guys' dashboard. So what I'm saying is what do I have to do? Because I understand I took that off. You know, now I pay like $100 a month. I pay $150 a month now instead of $250.
Mm-hmm.
Because I took away that option, the Facebook advertising. But what if we wanted to do it? What if we wanted to do it ourselves, but then pay for it to be able to do it through your guys' dashboard? Like, how does that work? Are we paying for an ad? How does the payments work? Is what I'm asking.
Okay. Yes. Well, thank you so much for that, Tina. These are actually really, really good questions, Jeremy. First, just really wanted to attend to your inquiry about you wanting to run the Facebook ads, but you want to see on the dashboard. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to do that because here at Local Splash, would say your ads are actually running under our business suite. Our business suite, Meta Business Suite. So it's not running specifically in your, I mean, it's for your Facebook page, definitely. But the systems, you know, like the algorithms, the editing and all are actually being done through our business suite. So we're not going to be able to allow you to run ads and then link or sync, you know, sync it towards the dashboard. However, of course, we will be able to, of course, allow you to run your own ads. That's definitely something that you can do moving forward. I think you'll be able to do, I'm just not sure about the payments. Did you get an error message when doing that?
No, I never attempted to do the Facebook ad. I just pulled it up and noticed that I can do it myself on there on the dashboard. So, you know, before I wasn't doing that. My wife was doing it on her, just on her phone. Not on, she doesn't get on Local Splash. She's just running it strictly from Facebook. So I'm saying for me to do it, since I'm already paying for you guys, you know, I already have a dashboard. It has the option to do Facebook advertising, Google advertising. I'm saying if I want to run a Facebook ad today, how do I go about doing that? Is it going to let me do it, or do I have to call and set up some kind of extra payment with you guys? Yeah. And you don't know, is there anyone else I could talk to about this to see what it's going to cost for me to run an ad?
Yes, actually, that would still be through us. So you would just have to put in your budget, give us more information about what kind of ad you wanted to run, and then our team will be taking care of it. Let's say, for example, you want to run something specific.
So I can create my own ads.
You're not going to be able to create your own ad. But you can let us know of how you wish the ad is going to be created. You can send us the details, the pictures, the information.
Okay. Well, what's that on the dashboard for then? Why is that an option? Why am I able to create it on the dashboard if I'm not able to do it myself? I don't understand. Because I can get on right now on my phone and I can click Facebook ads and I can create an ad and I can put my own picture and I can propose my own offer and I can write my own description. So what am I using you guys for if I can't? I just don't understand. Before I was paying an extra $100 to have Facebook advertising, and you guys are running your own stuff, but they told me, you know, if your wife wants to hop in there and do it herself, she's more than happy to do it herself also. I just don't understand, what is that on there for, the ability to create your own ads if I'm not able to?
On the dashboard or on the Facebook page?
On the dashboard.
You hop on
the dashboard in the upper right hand corner, you click and all the different categories come up and there's Facebook ads and you click on Facebook ads and it comes up and you can create your ad. I did it last night. That's why I was like, I'm sure I have to pay for this. And then that's what I was trying to figure out, because I need to start advertising, and like I said, the way that it was being advertised before was hurting my business, not helping it. Like, I doubt I was, that's why I wasn't getting any damn calls.
Pictures
are ridiculous. And it's the same wording every time. It's summertime, and it's saying, you know, if fall is coming, and all this stuff with a picture of a dirt yard. I just wanted to make my own ads. I can't pay to have some kind of package for, you know, to be able to post an ad. Like, it's springtime, so I want to put out a fertilization ad with a proposal. If somebody calls before April 15th, they can get 15% off, you know, senior discount, yada, yada. So I want to put out a fertilizing ad, and I want to put out a lawn mowing ad, and I want to put out a decorative rock ad. I want to kind of hit everything that we do, and I want to keep them pumping to a minimum. I don't want to spend a crazy amount of money, but I want to work it out that I'm spending maybe $20 on each ad a week for them to run. So there's no way to do that. You guys have to create it yourself.
Yes. Unfortunately, that would be correct. You will have to take care of all of that. I'm not sure why you're seeing an option on your end to create an ad through your app, but it's not going to be possible here. I'm thinking what you're trying to, what you're trying to do is create a post instead for the regular Facebook page. I did get a confirmation from our technical team because I was really wanting to see if maybe there's an update or anything, but our tech team and our Facebook team did confirm that there is not an option for you to create a Facebook ad directly from the app or from the dashboard.
Really?
Yes. But you can do posting is on the Google Business profile. That would be a yes. But for Facebook, no. Though you can request changes instead, I would say. If this is a request for change, then that is possible for the local slash app or the dashboard. But creating a whole new ad for Facebook, unfortunately, is not possible. Instead, what we do as a process here, Jeremy, is that you send us the information of what kind of ads you wanted to run, and then we go ahead, have our Facebook team work on it. Allow them
to... that's what I was trying to do before. Yeah. That's why I canceled it. It wasn't being done. I don't know who is doing these ads, but they're fools. I'm sorry. Complete fools that are doing it. That's like if you were running a car detail business and somebody said, get your car painted, and somebody took a picture of a car with no paint on it, with like dents on it. Like, that's insulting. That's why I'm trying to talk to somebody about, all right, so I have a number to a woman that called and spoke to me the other day, so I'll give her a call and I'll try to figure this out. So is that why you guys are calling, just because I hopped on the Google ad?
Yes, we wanted to see if you would need help in setting up the Google ads campaign, or if you do have questions or anything.
Yeah, so the Google ads. So when I clicked on that, it said we'll have somebody from Google give you a call. So you guys are them, I'm assuming. So I can't do that on my own on there either? Like, it has to be ran through you guys?
Yes, that's correct, too. It's going to be our Google ads team that's going to work on it. From creation to setting it up, like the bidding strategy, up until running and managing it.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. All right, cool.
But for Facebook, for both Facebook and Google Ads, though, just in case, different examples. You want to go get those products again. We will be able to set it up wherein before the ads goes live, before they get published, you are able to review them for approval. So they don't go published unless you approve them.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Can you look at my account right now and just make sure what my payment is monthly to make sure that I'm not paying for Facebook anymore, the advertising?
Yep. That would be correct. That's only a total of $149. That was starting the 10th of February.
Okay, cool. So I have to make a payment tomorrow, and you guys have my info, so it's going to get pulled out automatically, I hope, right? Okay. Yeah. And another thing is, can you look at my dashboard at my posts?
Mm-hmm.
And even though I deleted a lot of them, can you verify that nothing has been posted since we agreed for it to stop being... I stopped paying for the service? Because, I don't know, my wife, I don't know if they're reoccurring, that's why they're still coming up, but, my wife saw some ads still being put up there after we asked for it to stop. Is that, can you look
for,
and make sure?
Yeah, just wanted to make sure you asked for the Google Business Profile post to be turned off.
The Google Facebook ads, I don't want you guys running my Facebook ads
anymore. Oh, the Facebook
ads,
yes. I don't see any ad campaign. This is time that you remove the Facebook ads option. We stop running ads. That's correct.
Okay, because I was looking at – it was just weird because when I was looking at some of these pictures, some of them were saying, March 10th, 2026. Why would it say that on there? I'm just confused. It was saying March, as if these were being posted in March before I had deleted them. So you're positive they're not being posted still.
Okay, I just really wanted to clarify. We're referring to Google Business Profile posts or Facebook apps?
The Facebook ads, yeah. Yeah, you guys, yeah. The Facebook ads, I'm pretty positive, are being still posted because my wife still sees them coming up.
Yes, but as far as what I do see on Facebook, they're not running anymore. Yeah, they're
okay.
Currently taken down.
Okay. All right. All right, cool. All right, thank you. I appreciate it. That's all I needed from you.
No worries.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else can help? Yeah, yeah. Any other question you have?
No. I just want to pay to have a listing on
mm-hmm.
Google, and that seems to be working well. So, all right, I appreciate you.
Yep. Well, thank you so much. But at any time that you can help with the rest of the products too, Jeremy, just let us know.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.